Hello, this is George Waring. I'm recording this underground in Uptown Butte. It's a column I've submitted to the Butte Weekly back on March the 4th. I entitled it, Let's Stick Together. And I began it by quoting the editor of the Missoula Current, writing on March the 4th, quote, "In the 6 years since our founding," that is the founding of Missoula Current Community Paper, "in the 6 years since our founding, the Missoula Current has not once written an op-ed as a tax-paying business. We prefer to keep our opinions to ourselves and focus instead on objective local journalism and do it the best we can." However, the editor continued, "Extraordinary times, the mass loss of life, and unfettered aggression from Russia requires all of us to speak out and push for a bipartisan unity from our leaders. And that includes calling out feeble politicians who turn their back on humanity when humanity needs them most. Politicians who take joy in driving partisan wedges into the debate just to garner attention, even if it's unhealthy for society." The editor went on to write, "In case you missed it, and the news is coming fast these days, we know Matt Rosendale was one of three members of the U.S. House on Thursday to vote against offering aid to Ukraine. The House includes 435 members, making our Matt Rosendale among less than 1% of House members unable to connect the dots on world affairs. What happens in Europe affects us all, and when a nuclear power with an unstable dictatorial leader goes on the war march, we'd hope our elected representatives would be there to defend the United States and our allied interests. Luckily, all but three of them are. But sadly, one of the three is ours, our elected representative from the state of Montana." Well, I want to thank so much the editor of the Missoula Current. I've gathered a few other views on this issue, and I want to pass along Anthea Butler's information. At alternet.org, March 3rd, Alex Henderson directed my search to journalist Anthea Butler's op-ed on MSNBC's website, dated March the 1st. Quote, "Why far-right white evangelicals are among Vladimir Putin's strongest American supporters," unquote. Butler wrote, "While the world looks on in horror as Russia's invasion of Ukraine unfolds, one group has been praising Russian President Vladimir Putin. It turns out Putin has a fan base in America's right-leaning evangelical politicians and pundits. At this year's Conservative Political Action Conference, which just wrapped up, Lauren Witzke, a Republican candidate for the Senate in Delaware, said, quote, "Here's the deal. Russia is a Christian nationalist nation. They're actually Russian Orthodox. I identify more with Putin's Christian values than I do with those of Joe Biden." Witzke's praise of Putin isn't an uncommon stance among some Republicans and white American evangelicals today. They've admired Putin because of the alignment of their beliefs with his about homosexuality, authoritarianism, and fealty to former President Donald J. Trump. Butler noted that far-right white evangelicals believe that Putin's Russia is the way America should be. Now, after that bit of shocking news, Butler then passed along this bit of historical news. Quote, "Evangelicals are a long way from how they historically thought about Russia and communism. Back in the 1950s, white evangelical leaders like Billy Graham preached against the evils of communism and called then Soviet states godless and a threat to Christianity and America. Fast forward now to the 21st century and today's evangelical leaders, as well as Republicans embracing Russia, and more specifically, Putin. Butler adds, quote, in 2014, Putin made the cover of the evangelical magazine Decision in a piece in which Billy Graham's son Franklin lauded Putin's handling of the Winter Olympics and his protection of Christians. Franklin visited Russia in 2015, and ever since he's promoted Putin as a godly leader. A few days before the invasion of Ukraine, Franklin asked people to, quote, pray for Putin, but not for the Ukrainians, creating a decent amount of backlash against him. Now, Butler was careful to emphasize that it, quote, cannot be stressed enough that far-right white evangelicals don't represent all of Christianity. They are the radical lunatic fringe of Christianity, and many other Christians, from mainline Protestants to Catholics, want nothing to do with their movement. And they don't go around praising Putin's authoritarianism or saying that Russia's invasion of Ukraine is a good thing. Thank you, Butler. Thank goodness for small favors, eh? I just watched that televised footage of a young Polish pianist, I think he was Polish, sitting at his small piano at a Polish railway station, playing Chopin. While the refugees from Ukraine carrying small children hurried by him, I cried like a baby. Thanks to you all. Good night and good luck. This is George Waring.